Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go across this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I have given to them, even to the children of Israel. I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, as I told Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have the good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the middle of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare food, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess. Joshua spoke to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh, your God, gives you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little one, and your livestock shall live in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brothers, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them until Yahweh has given your brothers rest, as he has given you. And they have also possessed the land which Yahweh, your God, gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession, and possess it, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you, beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us, we will do, and whatever you send us, we will go. Just as we listen to Moses in all things, so we will listen to you. Only may Yahweh your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment, and doesn't listen to your words, and all that you command him shall himself be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua, the son of Nun, secretly sent two men out of Shittim as spies, saying, Go, view the land, including Jericho. They went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and slept there. The king of Jericho was told, Behold, men of the children of Israel came in here to spy out the land. Jericho's king sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered into your house, for they have come to spy out all the land. The woman took the two men and hid them. Then she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I didn't know where they came from. About the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, the men went out. Where the men went, I don't know. Pursue them quickly, you may catch up with them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax which she had laid in order on the roof. The men pursued them along the ways to the fords of the Jordan River. As soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Before they had lain down, she came up to them on the roof. She said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the rivers of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there wasn't any more spirit in any man because of you. For Yahweh, your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a true sign, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and will deliver our lives from death. The men said to her, Our life for yours, if you don't talk about this business of ours, and it shall be, when Yahweh gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers find you. Hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterwards you may go your way. The men said to her, We will be guiltless of this your oath which you made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, tie this line of scarlet thread in the window which you used to let us down. Gather to yourself into the house your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. It shall be that whoever goes out the doors of the house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be guiltless. Whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is on him. But if you talk about this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless of your oath, which you have made us to swear. She said, Let it be as you have said. She sent them away, and they departed. Then she tied the scarlet line in the window. They went and came to the mountain, and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but didn't find them. Then the two men returned, descended from the mountain, crossed the river, and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. They told him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, Truly Yahweh has delivered all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land melt away before us. Joshua chapter 3. Joshua got up early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and he and all the children of Israel. They camped there before they crossed over. After 3 days, the officers went through the middle of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the ark of Yahweh, your God's covenant, and the Levitical priests bearing it, then leave your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Don't come closer to it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you. Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and cross over before the people. They took up the Ark of the Covenant, and went before the people. Yahweh said to Joshua, Today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come here and hear the words of Yahweh your God. Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Gershite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite out before you. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, for every tribe a man. It shall be that when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan will be cut off. The waters will come down from above, shall stand in one heap. When the people move from their tents to pass over the Jordan, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant, being before the people, and when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark had dipped into the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks at this time of harvest, the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great way off, at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those that went down toward the sea of the Arab, even the salt sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people passed over near Jericho. The priests who bore the Ark of Yahweh's covenant stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the nations had passed completely over the Jordan. Joshua chapter 4. When all the nations had completed crossing over the Jordan, Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Take 12 men out of the people, a man out of every tribe, and command them, saying, Take from out of the middle of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, carry them over with you, and lay them down on the place where you'll camp tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, a man out of every tribe. Joshua said to them, Cross before the ark of Yahweh your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you pick up a stone and put it on your shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask in the future, saying, What do you mean by these stones? Then you shall tell them, Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of Yahweh's covenant, when it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. The children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan, as Yahweh spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. They carried them over with them to the place where they camped, and laid them down there. Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. For the priests who bore the Ark stood in the middle of the Jordan until everything was finished that Yahweh commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and passed over. When all the people had completed, crossed over, Yahweh's ark crossed over with the priest in the presence of the people. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spoke to them. About 40,000 men, ready and armed for war, passed over before Yahweh to battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day, Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, that they come up out of the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up out of the Jordan. When the priests who bore the Ark of Yahweh's Covenant had come up out of the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests had been lifted up to the dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place, and went over its banks as before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. Joshua set up those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan in Gilgal. He spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their father in time to come, saying, What did these stones mean? Then you should let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for Yahweh your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you had crossed over, as Yahweh your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we had crossed over, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh's hand is mighty, and that you may fear Yahweh your God forever. Joshua chapter 5. When all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, heard how Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we had crossed over, their heart melted, and there was no more spirit in them, because of the children of Israel. At that time, Yahweh said to Joshua, Make flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel this second time. Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the reason Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way, after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way, as they came out of Egypt, had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, even the men of war who came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they didn't listen to Yahweh's voice. Yahweh swore to them that he wouldn't let them see the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, were circumcised by Joshua, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them on the way. When they were done circumcising the whole nation, they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. Yahweh said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of that place was called Gilgal to this day. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They ate unleavened cakes and parched grain of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day after they had eaten of the produce of the land. The children of Israel didn't have manna any more, but they ate fruit of the land of Canaan that year. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our enemies? He said, No, but I have come now as a commander of Yahweh's army. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and asked, What does my Lord say to his servant? The prince of Yahweh's army said to Joshua, Take off your sandals, for this place on which you stand is holy. Joshua did so. Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out, and no one came in. Yahweh said to Joshua, Behold, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and its mighty men of valor. All of your men of war shall march around the city, going around the city once. You shall do this 6 days. Seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. On the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpet. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the city wall will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight in front of him. Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest, and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let seven priests bear the seven trumpets of ram's horns before Yahweh's Ark. They said to the people, Advance, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before Yahweh's Ark. It was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before Yahweh advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant followed them. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpets, and the ark went after them. The trumpets sounded as they went. Joshua commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. So he caused Yahweh's ark to go around the city, circling it once. Then they camped into the camp and stayed in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up Yahweh's ark. The seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns in front of Yahweh's ark went on continually and blew the trumpets. The armed men were in front of them. The rear guard came after Yahweh's ark. The trumpets sounded as they went. The second day they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. They did this 6 days. On the seventh day they rose early in the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same way 7 times. On this day only they marched around the city 7 times. At the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. The city shall be devoted, and even it and all that is in it, to Yahweh. Only Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who were with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourself from what is devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted it, you take of the devoted thing, so you would make the camp of Israel accursed and troubled it. But all the silver, gold, and vessels of bronze and iron are holy to Yahweh. They shall come into Yahweh's treasury. So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight in front of him, and they took the city. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, Go into the prostitute's house and bring the woman and all that she has out from there, as you swore to her. The young men who were spies went in and brought out Rahab with her father, her mother, her brother, and all she had. They also brought out all of her relatives, and they set them outside of the camp of Israel. They burned the city with fire and all that was in it. Only they put the silver, the gold, and the vessels of bronze and iron into the treasury of Yahweh's house. But Rahab the prostitute, her father's household, and all that she had, Joshua saved alive. She lived in the middle of Israel to this day, because she had hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua commanded them with an oath at that time, saying, Curses the man before Yahweh who rises up and builds the city at Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn he will lay the foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son he will set up its gates. So Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. Therefore, Yahweh's anger burned against the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avon on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the land." The men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Don't make all the people to toil there, for there are only a few of them." So about 3,000 men of the people went up there, and they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck about 36 men of them. They chased them from the gate even to Shebarim, and struck them at the descent. The hearts of the people melted and became like water. Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before Yahweh's ark until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, "Alas, Lord Yahweh, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to cause us to perish? I wish that we had been contented and lived beyond the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say after Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of this land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. What will you do for your great name?" Yahweh said to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face like that? Israel has sinned, yet they have even transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken some of the devoted things and have also stolen and also deceived. They have even put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel can't stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the devoted things from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourself for tomorrow, for Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, there is a devoted thing among you, Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes. It shall be that the tribe which Yahweh selects shall come near by family. The families which Yahweh selects shall come near by households. The household which Yahweh selects shall come near man by man. It shall be that he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed Yahweh's covenant, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel." So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel near by their tribes. The tribe of Judah was selected. He brought near the families of Judah, and he selected the family of the Zeharites. He brought near the family of the Aaronites, man by man, and Zabdi was selected. He brought near his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was selected. Joshua said to Achan, "My son, please give glory to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and make confession to him. Tell me now what you have done. Don't hide it from me." Achan answered Joshua and said, "I have truly sinned against Yahweh, the God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful Babylonian robe, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. Behold, they are hidden in the ground in the middle of my tent, with the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. Behold, it was hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. They took them from the middle of the tent, and brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel. They laid them down before Yahweh. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, and the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his cattle, his donkey, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? Yahweh will trouble you today." All Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that remain to this day. Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. Joshua chapter 8. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Take all the warriors with you, and arise, go up to Ai. Behold, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, with his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho and her king, except you shall take the goods and its livestock for yourself. Set an ambush for the city behind it." So Joshua arose with all the warriors to go up to Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 men, the mighty men of valor, and sent them out by night. He commanded them, saying, "Behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city, behind the city. Don't go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. I and all the people who are with me will approach the city. It shall happen when they come out against us as at the first, and we will flee before them. They will come out after us until we have drawn them away from the city, for they will say, they flee before us like the first time. So we will flee before them, and you shall rise up from the ambush and take possession of the city, for Yahweh your God will deliver it into your hand. It shall be, when you have seized the city, that you shall set the city on fire. You shall do this according to Yahweh's word. Behold, I have commanded you. Joshua sent them out, and they went up to set up the ambush, and stayed between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua stayed among the people that night. Joshua rose up early in the morning, mustered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. All the people, even the men of war who were with him, went up and came near, and came before the city, and encamped on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between him and Ai. He took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. So they set all the people, even the army, who was on the north of the city, in their ambush on the west of the city. And Joshua went that night into the middle of the valley. When the king of Ai saw it, they hurried and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at the time appointed, before the Arba. But he didn't know that there was an ambush against them behind the city. Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by way of the wilderness. All the people who were in the city were called together to pursue them. They pursued Joshua and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who didn't go out after Israel. They left the city open and pursued Israel. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand." Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. The ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand and entered into the city and took it. They hurried and set the city on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that. The people who fled into the wilderness turned back on the pursuers. When Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned back and killed the men of Ai. The others came out of the city against them. So they were in the middle of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. They struck them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. They captured the king of Ai alive, and brought him to Joshua. When Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness in which they pursued them, and they had all fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, all Israel returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. All that fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, even all the people of Ai. For Joshua didn't draw back his hand, with which he stretched out the javelin, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Israel took for themselves only the livestock and the goods of the city, according to Yahweh's word, which he commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolation, to this day. He hanged the king of Ai on a tree until the evening. At sundown, Joshua commanded, and they took his body down from the tree and threw it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and raised a great heap of stones on it that remains to this day. Then Joshua built an altar to Yahweh, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel. As it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones on which no one has lifted up any iron. They offered burnt offerings on it to Yahweh and sacrificed peace offerings. He wrote there on the stones a copy of Moses' law, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. All Israel, with their elders, officers, and judges, stood on both sides of the ark before the Levitical priest, who carried the ark of Yahweh's covenant, the foreigner, as well as the native, half of them in front of Mount Gerizim and half of them in front of Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had commanded at the first, that they should bless the people of Israel. Afterwards, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded which Joshua didn't read before the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the foreigners who were among them. Joshua chapter 9. When all the kings who were beyond the Jordan in the hill country and in the lowlands and on the shore of the great sea in front of Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard of it, they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they also resorted to a ruse and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks on their donkeys and old torn up and bound up wineskins and old and patched sandals on their feet and wore old garments. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. They went to Joshua at the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore make a covenant with us." The men of Israel said to the Hivites, "What if you live among us? How could we make a covenant with you?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants." Joshua said to them, "Who are you? Where do you come from?" They said to him, "Your servants have come from a very far country because of the name of Yahweh your God, for we have heard of his fame, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, who was at Ashtaroth. Our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying, 'Take supplies in your hand for the journey and go to meet them. Tell them, we are your servants. Now make a covenant with us. This is our bread which we took hot from our supplies out of our houses on the day we went out to go to you. But now behold, it is dry and has become moldy. These wineskins which we filled were new, and behold, they are torn. These our garments and our sandals have become old because of the very long journey.'" The men sampled their provisions and didn't ask counsel from Yahweh's mouth. Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. The princes of the congregation swore to them. At the end of 3 days after they had made a covenant with them, they heard that they were neighbors and that they lived among them. The children of Israel traveled and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Shepherah, Beeroth, and Kirath Jearim. The children of Israel didn't strike them because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. All the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said to the congregation, "We have sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. We will do this to them and let them live, lest wrath be on us because of the oath which we swore to them." The princes said to them, "Let them live," so that they became woodcutters and drawers of water for all the congregation, as the princes had spoken to them. Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying, 'We are very far from you,' when you live among us? Now therefore you are cursed, and some of you will never fail to be slaves, both woodcutters and drawers of water for the house of my God." They answered Joshua and said, "Because your servants were certain how... So we're certainly told how Yahweh your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were very afraid for our lives because of and have done this thing. Now behold, we are in your hand. Do to us as it seems good and right to do to you." He did so to them and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, so that they didn't kill them. That day Joshua made them woodcutters and drawers of water for the congregation and for Yahweh's altar to this day, in the place which he should choose. Joshua chapter 10. Now when Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, they were very afraid, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Zacharias, and Deber, king of Eglon, saying, "Come up to me and help me. Let's strike Gibeon, for they have made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel." Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their armies, and encamped against Gibeon and made war against it. The men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp at Gilgal, saying, "Don't abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the hill country have gathered together against us." So Joshua went up from Gilgal, he and the whole army with him, including all the mighty men of valor. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Don't fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them will stand before you." Joshua therefore came to them suddenly. He marched from Gilgal all night. Yahweh confused them before Israel. He killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them by the way of the ascent of Beth Horon and struck them to Azekath and to Makkedah. As they fled from before Israel, while they were at the descent from Beth Horon, Yahweh hurled down great stones from the sky on them to Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than those whom the children of Israel killed with the sword. Then Joshua spoke to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. He said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still on Gibeon. You, moon, stop in the valley of Ajalon. The sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the nations had avenged themselves of their enemies. Isn't this written in the book of Jashar? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky and didn't hurry to go down about a whole day. There was no day like that before it or after it that Yahweh listened to the voice of man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. Joshua returned and all Israel with him to the camp to Gilgal. These five kings fled and hid themselves in the caves at Makkedah. Joshua was told, saying, The five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makkedah. Joshua said, Roll large stones to cover the cave's entrance, and set men by it to guard them. But don't stay there. Pursue your enemies and attack them from the rear. Don't allow them to enter into the cities, for Yahweh your God has delivered them into your hand. When Joshua and the children of Israel had finished killing them with a very great slaughter until they were consumed, and the remnant which remained of them had entered into the fortified cities, all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua said, Open the cave entrance and bring those five kings out of the cave to me. They did so and brought out those five kings out of the cave to him, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. When they brought those kings out to Joshua, Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the chiefs of the men of war who went with him, Come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings. They came near and put their feet on the necks. Joshua said to them, Don't be afraid nor dismayed, be strong and courageous, for Yahweh will do this to all your enemies against whom you fight. Afterwards Joshua struck them, put them to death, and hanged them on five trees. They were hanging on the trees until the evening. At the time of the going down of the sun, Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees, and threw them into the cave in which they had hidden themselves, and laid great stones on the mouth of the cave, which remain to this very day. Joshua took Makkedah on that day, and struck it with the edge of the sword. With its king, he utterly destroyed it and all the souls who were in it. He left no one remaining. He did to the king of Makkedah as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua passed from Makkedah and all Israel with him to Libnah, and fought against Libnah. Yahweh delivered it also with its king into the hand of Israel. He struck it with the edge of the sword and all the souls who were in it. He left no one remaining in it. He did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua passed from Libnah and all Israel with him to Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. Yahweh delivered Lachish into the hands of Israel. He took it on the second day, and struck it with the edge of the sword, with all the souls who were in it, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and his people, until he had left him no one remaining. Joshua passed from Lachish, and all Israel with him, to Eglon, and they camped against it, and fought against it. They took it on that day, and struck it with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed all the souls who were in it that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, to Hebron, and they fought against it. They took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, with its king and all its cities, and all the souls who were in it. He left no one remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but he utterly destroyed it, and all the souls who were in it. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. He took it, with its king, and all its cities. They struck him with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all his souls who were in it. He left no one remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to its king, as he had done to Libnah, and to its king. So Joshua struck all the land, the hill country, the south, the lowlands, the slopes, and all their kings. He left no one remaining, but he utterly destroyed all that breathe, as Yahweh, the God of Israel, commanded. Joshua struck them from Kadesh Barnea even to Gaza, and all the country of Goshen even to Gibeon. Joshua took all these kings and their lands at one time, because Yahweh, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. Joshua chapter 11. When Jabin king of Hazor heard of it, he sent to Jobab king of Medan, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Ashvah, and to the kings who were on the north in the hill countries, in the Arba south of Cinneroth, in the lowland, and in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanites on the east and on the west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivite under the Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They went out, they and all their armies with them, many people, even as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings met together, and they came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came suddenly with all the warriors against them by the waters of Merom and attacked them. Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them and chased them to the great Sidon, to the Mizrapoth Merom, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward. They struck them until they left them with no one remaining. Joshua did to them as Yahweh told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king with the sword, for Hazor used to be the head of all these kingdoms. They struck all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed. He burned Hazor with fire. Joshua captured all the cities of those kings with their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only. Joshua burned that. The children of Israel took all the plunder of these cities, with the livestock as plunder for themselves. But every man they struck with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them. They didn't leave any who breathed. As Yahweh commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. Joshua did so. He left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So Joshua captured all the land, the hill country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, the Arba, the hill country of Israel, and the lowlands of the same, from Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took all in battle, for it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts to come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as Yahweh commanded Moses. Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that Yahweh spoke to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions, by their tribes. Then the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land, whom the children of Israel struck, and possessed their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruler from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the middle of the valley, and half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, the borders of the children of Ammon, and the Arba to the sea of Chinneroth eastward, and to the sea of the Arba, even the salt sea eastward, the way to Beth Jeshimoth, and on the south under the slopes of Pisgah, and the borders of Og, king of Bashan, of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled in Mount Hermon, and in Scala, and in all Bashan, to the borders of the Gershites, and of the Malachites, and half Gilead, the borders of Sihon king of Heshbon. Moses the servant of Yahweh and the children of Israel struck them. Moses the servant of Yahweh gave it for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon even to Mount Halak, that goes up to Seir. Joshua gave it to the tribes of Israel for possession according to their divisions, in the hill country and in the lowlands, and in the Arabah, and in the slopes, and in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which was beside Bethel won, the king of Jerusalem won, the king of Hebron won, the king of Jarmuth won, the king of Lachish won, the king of Elgon won, the king of Gezer won, the king of Debir won, the king of Geder won, the king of Hormath won, the king of Arad won, the king of Libna won, the king of Adullam won, the king of Makkeda won, the king of Bethel won, the king of Tepeth won, the king of Hepher won, the king of Apath won, the king of Lasharon won, the king of Madon won, the king of Hazor won, the king of Shimeon Meron won, the king of Ashpha won, the king of Tagdath won, the king of Medigo won, the king of Kedesh won, the king of Jokum and Carmel won, the king of Dor in the height of Dor won, the king of Geom and Gilgal won, the king of Dizra won, all the kings 31. Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and well advanced in years. Yahweh said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet much land to be possessed. This is the land that still remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all the Gershites, from Shehor, which is before Egypt, even to the border of Ekron, northward, which is counted as Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, Gazites, and the Ashdarites, and the Ashkelonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avim on the south, all the lands of the Canaanites, and Mara that belongs to the Sidians, to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebelites, all of Lebanon toward the sunrise, from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon to the entrance of Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth Maim, even all the Sidians, I will drive them out from before the children of Israel. Just allocate it to Israel for an inheritance, as I commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With him the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond the Jordan eastward, even as Moses the servant of Yahweh gave them. From Aor, that is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the plains of Medbah to Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, to the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead, and the borders of the Gershonites and the Malachites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salakah, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth, and in Edrei, who was left of the remnant of the Rephaim, for Moses attacked these and drove them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel didn't drive out the Gershonites nor the Maacathites, but Geshur and Maacath lived within Israel to this day. Only he gave no inheritance to the tribe of Levi. The offerings of Yahweh, the God of Israel, made by fire, are his inheritance, as he spoke to him. Moses gave to the tribe of the children of Reuben according to their families. Their border was from Aror, that is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the plains by Medeba, Heshbon, and all the cities that are in the plain, Dibon, Bath, Bamoth, Baal, Beth, Baal, Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaphath, Kirithiam, Sibma, Zerath Shar, in the mount of the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, Beth Jesmoth, all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdoms of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the chiefs of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Rabbah, the princes of Sihon, who lived in the land. The children of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, with the sword, among the rest of their slain. The border of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was their inheritance of the children of Reuben according to their family, the city and its villages. Moses gave to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad, according to their families. Their border was Jazer and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon to Aroer, that is near Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramath Mizpah and Betoam, and from Mahanim to the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon. The rest of the kingdom of Sion, king of Heshbon, the Jordan bank, to the uttermost part of the sea of Cinneroth beyond the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad according to their families, the cities and its villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was for the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh according to their families. Their border was from Mahanim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the villages of Jer, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, half Gilead, Asheroth, and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were for the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even for the half of the children of Machir, according to their family. These are the inheritances which Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, at Jericho eastward. But Moses gave no inheritance to the tribe of Levi. Yahweh, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he spoke to them. Joshua chapter 14. These are the inheritances which the children of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed to them, by the lot of their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan. But to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them, for the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. They gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and for their property. The children of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came near to Joshua in Gilgal. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land where you walk shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my God. Now behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness. Now behold, I am 85 years old today. As yet I am as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me the hill country, of which Yahweh spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and the great and fortified cities. It may be that Yahweh will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as Yahweh said." Joshua blessed him, and he gave him Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he followed Yahweh, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Now the name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, after the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. The lot for the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families, was to the border of Edom, even to the wilderness of Zin southward, at the uttermost part of the south. Their south border was from the uttermost part of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looked southward, and it went out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, and passed along Zin, and went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along by Hebron, went up to Edar, and turned towards Karka, and it passed along to Asmon, went out at the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The east border was the Salt Sea, even to the end of the Jordan. The borders of the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the end of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the border of Beth Arba, and the border went up to the stone of Boron, to the son of Reuben. The border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that faced the ascent of Adummin, which is on the south side of the river. The border passed along the waters of En Shemesh and ended at El Rogel. The border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite, also called Jerusalem, southward. And the border went up the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the farthest part of the valley of Rephaim northward. The border extended from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Ephraim, and the border extended to Baalha, also called Kirath Jearim, and the border turned about from Baalha westward to Mount Seir, and passed along to the side of Mount Jearim, also called Chesalon, on the north, and went down to Beth Shemeth, and passed along by Timnah, and the border went out to the side of Ekron northward, and the border extended to Sekaron, and passed along to Mount Baalha, and went out to Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. The west border was to the shores of the great sea. This is the border of the children of Judah, according to their families. He gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of Yahweh to Joshua, even Kirath Arba, named after the father of Anak, also called Hebron. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahamnim, and Talmi, the children of Anak. He went up against the inhabitants of Debor. Now the name of Debor was Kirath Sefer. Caleb said, "He who strikes Kirath Sefer and takes it to him, I will give Aksha, my daughter, as wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him his daughter, as his wife. When she came, she asked her father for a field. She got off her donkey, and Caleb said, "What do you want?" She said, "Give me a blessing, because you sent me in the land of the south. Give me also springs of waters." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The farthest city of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagar, Kinna, Dimona, Adada, Kedash, Hazor, Itnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor, Hadatha, Kiroth Hezron, also called Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazor Gadda, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Bizothia, Balaam, Bela, Iam, Ezem, Itolad, Chesel, Hormoth, Ziklag, Medmana, Sashana, Libat, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. In the lowlands, Ishtol, Zorath, Ashna, Zanoth, Enganem, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Succoth, Azka, Sharim, Aditham, and Jedarah or Jerothium, 14 cities with their villages. Zeran, Hadash, Migol Gad, Dilin, Mizpah, Joktil, Lashit, Bazkat, Eglon, Karban, Laman, Shitlish, Jedroth, Beth Dagon, Namath, and Makadat, 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Eshner, Ashan, Itza, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Maresha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekan with its town and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea. All that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages. Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt, and the great sea with its coastline. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Sokoth, Dana, Kritha, Shana, which is Debir, Anab, Eshtimoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Ethan, Janeth, Beth Tanpua, Afkna, Humta, Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, and Zair, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Joktim, Zanoah, Cain, Gibbeth, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Beth Zur, Gedor, Marat, Beth Anoth, and Eltekon, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath Baal, also called Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbath, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arbath, Midian, Sekath Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the Jerusalem, the children of Judah, couldn't drive them out, but the Jebusites live with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Joshua chapter 16. The lot came out for the children of Joseph from the Jordan at Jericho, at the waters of Jericho on the east, even the wilderness, going up from Jericho through the hill country to Bethel. It went out from Bethel to Luz, and passed along to the border of the Archites to Ataroth, and it went down westward from to the border of the Japhelites, to the border of Beth Horon the lower, and on to Gezer, and ended at the sea. The children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. This was the border of the children of Ephraim according to their families. The border of their inheritance eastward was Ataroth Adar to Beth Horon the upper. The border went out westward at Michmath on the north. The border turned about eastward to Tanath Silo, and passed along it on the east of Genoa. It went down from Genoa to Ataroth, to Nara, reached to Jericho, went out at the Jordan. From Taphah, the border went along westward to the brook of Kanah, and ended at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribes of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, together with the cities which were set apart for the children of Ephraim in the middle of the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. They didn't drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelled in the territory of Ephraim to this day, and have become servants to do forced labor. Joshua chapter 17. This was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. As for Makar, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was born a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. So this was for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, for the children of Helek, for the children of Asriel, for the children of Shechem, for the children of Hefer, and for the children of Semida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelphehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Makar, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tisra. They came to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the priest, saying, Yahweh commands Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. Therefore, according to the commandment of Yahweh, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. 10 parts fell to Manasseh, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. The borders of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, which is before Shechem. The borders went along to the right hand to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuah on the borders of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. The borders went down to the brook of Kanah, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim, and northward it was Manasseh, and the sea was its border. They reached Asher on the north, and Issachar on the east. Manasseh had 3 heights in Issachar, in Asher Beth Shean and its towns, and Ibleam and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of En-Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Tanech and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. Yet the children of Manasseh couldn't drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in the land. When the children of Israel had grown strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, and didn't utterly drive them out. The children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me just one lot and one part for an inheritance, since we are a numerous people, because Yahweh has blessed us so far. Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear land for yourself. There is in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The children of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us. All the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are in Beth Shean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel." Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, that is, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. Although it is a forest, you shall cut it down. It is farthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." Joshua chapter 18. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there. The land was subdued before them. Seven tribes remained among the children of Israel, which had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go in to possess the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves three men from each tribe. I will send them, and they shall arise, walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance. Then they shall come to me. They shall divide the land into seven portions. Judah shall live in his borders on the south, and the house of Joseph shall live in their borders on the north. You shall survey the land into seven parts, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh our God. However, the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance east of the Jordan, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave them." The men arose and went. Joshua commanded those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go walk through the land, survey it, and come again to me. I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh in Shiloh." The men went and passed through the land, and surveyed it by the cities into seven portions in a book. They came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh. There Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. The lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. The border of their lot went out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan. The border went up to the side of Jericho on the north and went up through the hill country westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth Avan. The border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, also called Bethel, southward. The border went down to Ataroth Adar, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth Horon, the lower. The border extended and turned around on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth Horon southward, and ended at Kiriath Baal, also called Kiriath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the farthest part of Kiriath Jearim. The border went out westward and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border went down to the farthest part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the sons of Hinnom, which is the valley of Rephaim northward. It went down to the valley of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En Rogel. It extended northward, went out at Ed Shemesh, and went out to Gileath, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim. It went down to the stone of Bothan, the son of Reuben. It passed along to the side opposite to Arbath northward, and went down to Arba. The border passed along the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. The Jordan was its border on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin by the borders around it, according to their family. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Kizes, Beth Arba, Zemarim, Bethel, Evim, Para, Ophrah, Sefer, Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beroth, Mizpah, Shephira, Moza, Rechem, Arpil, Tarla, Zela, Eleph, the Jebusite, also called Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kirath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their family. Joshua chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Their inheritance was the middle of the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had for their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, Mulada, Hazar Sural, Bala, Ezem, Etolad, Bethul, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Macrobeth, Hazar Susan, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharushan. 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Esther, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages that were around these cities, to Baalath-beer, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the part of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had inheritance in the middle of their inheritance. The third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families. The border of the inheritance was to Sarad. Their border went up westward, even to Marlah, and reached to Dabasheth. It reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. It turned from Sarad eastward toward the sunrise to the border of Chrysoloth Tabor. It went out to Deborath and went up to Japhia. From out there it passed along eastward to Gath Hefer, to Ethkazim, and it went out to Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border turned around it on the north to Hanathon, and it ended up in the valley of Iphtah El, Katha, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their family, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, even for the children of Issachar, according to their families. Their border was to Jezreel, Chesuloth, Shunem, Hapharim, Sheon, Adaharath, Rabbith, Kishon, Ebez, Remeth, Engamin, Enhadad, and Beth-Pazez. The border reached to Tabor, Shazuhem, and Beth Shemeth. These borders ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is in the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. Their border was Helkath, Hali, Bethan, Ashavath, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. It reached to Carmel westward and to Shehorlibinath. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon, to reach to Zebulun, and to the valley of Ipath El, northward to Beth Emek and Nediel. It went out to Kabul on the left hand, and Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, even to the great Sidon. The border turned to Ramath, to the fortified city of Tyre, and the border turned to Hosea. It ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Ummah also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali, according to their family. Their border was from Helef, from the oak of Enzanim, Adami, Nekab, and Jabel, to Lakum. It ended at the Jordan. The border turned westward to Anzoth Tabor, and went out from there to Hukok. It reached to Zebulun on the south, and reached to Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the sunrise. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Sinareth, Adama, Rama, Azor, Kadesh, Edrei, En-Hazor, Iron, Megal, El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemeth, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. The borders of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtahal, Reshmeth, Shalablin, Adjanalon, Itzla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Etkesh, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Ben Barak, Gath-Rimmon, Me-Jarkon, and Rakan, with the borders opposite Joppa. The border of the children of Dan went out beyond them, for the children of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and lived therein, and called Leshman Dan, after the name of Dan their forefather. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities and their villages. So they finished distributing the land for inheritance by its borders. The children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them, according to Yahweh's commandment. They gave him the city which he asked, even Timrathshea in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built the city and lived there. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the head of the fathers' houses of the tribes by the children of Israel, distributed for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Joshua chapter 20. Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Assign the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. There shall be to you for a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of those cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declare his case in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them, and give him a place, that he may live among them. If the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hands, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, and didn't hate before him. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return, and come to his own city, and to his own house, to the city he fled from. They set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan, at Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for the children of Israel, and for the alien who lives among them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands trial before the congregation. Joshua chapter 21. Then the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the head of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for our livestock. The children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance according to the commandment of Yahweh, these cities with their pasture lands. The lot came out for the family of the Kohathites, the children of Aaron the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot out of the tribe of Judah, out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh. The children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribes of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to the families, had 12 cities out of the tribes of Reuben, out of the tribes of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun. The children of Israel gave these cities with their pasture lands by lot to the Levites, as Yahweh commanded by Moses. They gave out the tribes of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are mentioned by name. And they were for the children of Aaron, the family of the Kohites, who were of the children of Levi, for theirs was the first lot. They gave them Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak, also called Hebron, in the hill country of Judea, with its pasture lands around it. But they gave the fields of the city and the villages to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his possession. To the children of Aaron the priest they gave Hebron with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Libnah with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Holon with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ain with its pasture lands, Juddah with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemeth with its pasture lands. nine cities out of those two tribes. Out of the tribes of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anaroth with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands. Four cities, all the cities of the children of Aaron, the priest, were 13 cities with their pasture land. The families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, even the rest of the children of Kohath, had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Gezer with its pasture lands, Kibzeim with its pasture lands, and Beth Horon with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the tribe of Dan, Eltek with its pasture lands, Gibbethon with its pasture lands, Ajalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, two cities. All the cities of the families of the rest of the children of Kohath were 10 with their pasture lands. They gave to the children of Gershon of the family of Levites out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Be-Ethra with its pasture lands, two cities. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with its pasture lands, Debreth with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, En-Ganamin with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamathdor with its pasture lands, and Carthon with its pasture lands, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonites according to their families were 13 cities with their pasture lands. To the family of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokum with its pasture lands, Korath with its pasture lands, Dimna with its pasture lands, and Nahalal with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephath with its pasture lands, four cities. Out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Mananim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, Jazer with its pasture lands, four cities in all. All these were the cities of the children of Merari according to their families, even the rest of the families of the Levites. Their lot was 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites among the possessions of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their pasture lands. Each of these cities included their pasture lands around them. It was the way with all these cities. So Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers. They possessed it and lived in it. Yahweh gave them rest all around, according to all that he swore to their father. Not a man of their enemies stood before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Nothing failed of any good which Yahweh has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Joshua chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have performed the duty of the commandant of Yahweh your God. Now Yahweh your God has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. Therefore, now return and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but Joshua gave them the other half among their brothers beyond the Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return with much wealth to your tent, with very much livestock, with silver and gold, with bronze and with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the plunder of your enemies with your brothers." The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they owned, according to the commandment of Yahweh by Moses. When they came to the region near the Jordan, that is, the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great altar to look at. The children of Israel heard this. Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar along the border of the land of Canaan, in the region around the Jordan, on the side that belongs to the children of Israel. When the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. The children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest. With him were 10 princes, one prince of a father's house for each of the tribes of Israel, and they were each head of their father's houses among the thousands of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "The whole congregation of Yahweh says, What trespass is that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away today from following Yahweh, in that you have built yourself an altar, to rebel today against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day? Although there came a plague on the congregation of Yahweh, that you must turn away today from following Yahweh? It will be, since you rebel today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. However, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, in which Yahweh's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us. But don't rebel against Yahweh, nor rebel against us in building an altar other than Yahweh, our God's altar. Didn't Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the devoted things, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? That man did not perish alone in his iniquity." Then the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the house of the thousands of Israel. "The Mighty One, God, Yahweh, the Mighty One, God, Yahweh, he knows, and Israel shall know. If it was in rebellion, or if it in trespass against Yahweh, don't save us today, that we have built us an altar to turn away from following Yahweh, or if to offer burnt offerings, or meal offerings, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings, let Yahweh himself require it. If we have not out of concern done this, and for a reason, saying, in time to come, your children might speak to our children, saying, What have you to do with Yahweh, the God of Israel? For Yahweh has made the Jordan a border between us and you, your children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no portion in Yahweh's. Oh, your children might make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore we said, Now let us prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but it will be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we may perform the service of Yahweh before him, with our burnt offering, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not tell our children in time to come, You have no portion in Yahweh. Therefore we said, It shall be, when they tell our generation, this is the time to come, that we shall say, Behold the pattern of Yahweh's altar, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against Yahweh, and turn away today from following Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offering, for meal offering, or for sacrifice, beside Yahweh our God's altar that is before his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest, and the priests of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel, that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, Today we know that Yahweh is among us, because you have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of Yahweh's hands. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben, and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and spoke no more of going up against them to war, to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and the children of Gad lived. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad named the altar, a witness between us that Yahweh is God. Joshua chapter 23. After many days, when Yahweh had given rest to Israel from their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old and well advanced in years. You have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to all these nations because of you, for it is Yahweh your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you these nations that remain, to be an inheritance for your tribes, from the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun. Yahweh your God will thrust them out from before you, and drive them out from your sight. You shall possess their land, as Yahweh your God spoke to you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you not turn away from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may not come among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves to them, but hold fast to Yahweh your God, as you have done to this day. For Yahweh has driven great and strong nations out from before you. But as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for it is Yahweh your God who fights for you, as he spoke for you. Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves, that you love Yahweh your God. But if you do at all go back and hold fast to the remnant of these nations, even these who remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your God will no longer drive these nations out from your sight. But they shall be a snare and a trap to you, a scourge in your sides, and thorn in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. Behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. You know in your heart and in all your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your God spoke concerning you. All have happened to you. Not one thing has failed of it. It shall happen that as all the good things have come on you of which Yahweh your God spoke to you, so Yahweh will bring you on you all the evil things, until he has destroyed you from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. When you disobey the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, and bow down yourselves to them, then Yahweh's anger will be kindled against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Your father lived of old time beyond the river. Even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, they served other gods. I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his offspring, and gave him Isaac. I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess it. Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterwards I brought you out. I brought your father out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. The Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and with horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea on them, and covered them, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. You lived in the wilderness many days. I brought you into the land of the Amorites, that lived beyond the Jordan. They fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. You possessed their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. He said, called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. You went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with your sword nor with your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities which you didn't build, and you lived in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves which you didn't plant. Now therefore fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river, in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. The people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods, for it is Yahweh our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way in which we went, and among all the people throughout the middle of whom we passed. Yahweh drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we also will serve Yahweh, for he is our God. Joshua said to the people, "You can't serve Yahweh, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your disobedience nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good." The people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve Yahweh." Joshua said to the people, "You are witness against yourselves that you have chosen Yahweh yourselves to serve him." They said, "We are witnesses." Now therefore put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to Yahweh, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, "We will serve Yahweh our God, and we will listen to his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all Yahweh's words which he has spoken to us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest you deny your God." So Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. After these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. They buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north side of the mountain of Gaash. Israel served Yahweh all his days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the works of Yahweh that he had worked for Israel. They buried the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought from the son of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. They became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in the hill of Phinehas, his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim.